Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I wanna hold them like they do in Texas, please. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me.
I love it.
Love game.
All right, I have to provide for you what I will very reluctantly describe as a trigger warning. Because what's about to happen to your ear hole is going to be unpleasant. There's just no way around it. You're going to hate this, and you're going to hate it hard. And then we can talk a little bit about it, okay? I don't want you to turn it off. It's not like adult content or anything. It's not like offensive in that way. It's offensive in a completely unexpected way. Okay, Austin, do I have you thoroughly scared?
Yes.
Okay, good. Are you ready?
As ready as
I'm going to
be.
Are you sure you're ready?
No.
All right, here goes. And remember, I warned you.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now I never will forget how to say the alphabet.
How you doing?
Man. Back in my day, we didn't sing it that way. Who is that?
This is an influencer on TikTok called Mindful Teacher. And by the way, she's not the only one. This is the New York Post reporter on the story.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. H I J K L M N O P Q R S T U V W X Y Z. Now I never will forget how to say the alphabet.
It's not wrong, but it is.
It's so wrong. It's so horribly, horribly wrong that it gives me shudders every time I hear it. Now, the argument on behalf comes with a confession from Mindful Teacher.
Y'all, it's true. I'm a teacher, and I don't teach the alphabet the way I grew up singing it.
They've been just subverting American children. Sending them home having learned the wrong song the way they're teaching it now.
Why change?
And this is one of the reasons, because kids hear L, M, and a B, and they don't say the individual letter names. Some even think that this is one letter.
So the rushed LMNOP of the original version, extra crispy, is too problematic, and the kids don't realize that LMNOP is actually five different letters.
Another reason is because at the end of the traditional alphabet song, we sing Y and Z, and some kids think that YN is a letter or and Z is a letter.
You got to be a pretty stupid kid to think that. I never thought that.
I'm so glad you said it.
I mean, come on.
That's 100% accurate. Like, how... I'll be nicer. How... There's no nice way to say it. Now, it seems like most of us did okay growing up, learning the old way. That we don't really need to have a new song. Even if, and let me say it this way, even if this were the better way to do it from the beginning, as in if you hadn't created one that was inferior that everybody knows, and you'd started with this one, even if you objectively believe that it's better, that doesn't justify making the change. Without consulting parents, by just imposing it on their kids and going metric and not warning anybody, which is basically what this is. So, no. This is the value of tradition. This is the value of continuing something. This is, yet again, and this did not make it to transgressors, okay? Not yet. But this whole notion that you can just upend a tradition and have no respect for how things have sort of always been done is wrong. It's wrong, and it's especially wrong to do it with those. Almost like, you know, you were worried about your kids getting called the wrong pronoun at school. How about be worried about them learning the wrong alphabet song? I mean, that's the thing that we need to be scared about, right?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G,
H-I-J-K-L-M-N.
Oh, God, no.
O-P-Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-Z. Now I never will forget how to say the alphabet.
I don't like the way she...
No, and the snapping makes it worse. The snapping for the, you know, the marker, that just makes it hurt. That makes my twitch get stronger. So I'm a no. 4-3-7-16-20. Why did a 40-year broadcasting veteran get canceled? What did he say? I'll tell you coming up next in the Transgressors Memorial Service. Austin's got traffic on the fives.
Looking at the roads here, we don't have a ton going on. We do have some backups if you're traveling northbound on Palafox Street towards Tahar Drive. And also if you... We were having some issues on I-10 if you were traveling eastbound towards Highway 29 or Pensacola Boulevard. However, that has seemingly cleared out. So outside of that one little spot on Palafox, there's not much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
As we struggle to meet our monthly expenses, our county commissioners throw our tax dollars away. It is true that they are spending millions of dollars in legal expenses for silly legal challenges. That's because they're making decisions in back rooms, and it's time for a change. Vote Steve Stroberger, County Commissioner, District 1.
Paid political advertisement by Steve Stroberger, Republican for County Commissioner, District 1.
Welcome to the heart of farming season, brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community, and through their products and services, they want people to feel connected to the land, to their work, and to one another. Parrish has everything from agricultural tools and resources to construction equipment, including rental solutions. With Kubota as their premier brand, they offer Kubota L-Series tractors, mowers, hay equipment, and more. Parrish Tractor, more than a tractor store. They're located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdon Boulevard in Crestview.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Superintendent of Schools, and I lead 3,100 educators who are dedicated to the success of our students. Under my leadership, teachers have received an average of 16% in raises, moving the average teacher salary from 1.06 below the state average to 1.01 above the state average. We have procured over $17 million in additional funding for STEM and workforce education, and we have earned an A-plus credit rating. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Bob Ballard, the Eurosport announcer who has been reporting on the Olympics for four decades after his disgusting, repulsive, offensive, hateful, contemptible, and completely evil comment about the gold medal winning Australian women's 4x100 meter freestyle relay team. Here it is, and I warn you, it's strong stuff.
Well, the women just finishing off. You know what women like, hanging around, you know, doing the makeup.
Outrageous, Bob. Some of the men are doing that as well.
They're doing the makeup. Yeah. Yeah.
In case this villainously horrid comment went by too fast for you to hear it properly, what he said was that the four women were, quote, finishing up, you know what women are like, hanging around, doing their makeup. Well, if that is not a clear and unquestionable level 6 act of hate speech, I don't even know what one is anymore. Obviously, he was fired for this flagrant macroaggression, and rightly so. And the fact that his co-announcer seemed to giggle as she called his absurdly sexist speech violence outrageous should highlight the problem here. He thought he was making a joke. But in this day and age, are we seriously supposed to look the other way when a man humiliates an entire gender with such callous flippancy? As the fifth strong suggestion instructs us, no jokes, not ever, humor is hate. Yes, humor is always the tool of the microaggressor, the anti-inclusionist, and the patriarchalist. So clearly, a chauvinist jape of this sort must swiftly be punished. However, and I do note this with some internal anxiety, we should not forget that Bob Ballard is gay. And even though his comment was super duper horrible, generally when gay men are being flippant, sarcastic, and saucy, we give them a pass. After all, asking a gay man to restrain his genetic impertinence is itself a heteronormative act of oppression. Gay men are snarky. It's science. So we find ourselves at a conundrum. Do we protect the gay misogynist or the woman and women he misogynized? But here we see our answer. Praise Gaia! Only straight men can be misogynists because only men who are attracted to women can hate them. Since Bob Ballard is gay and therefore not attracted to women, he can't hate them and therefore cannot commit misogyny against them no matter what he says. Problem solved! Gay men like Bob Ballard don't even need to apologize, and he should be reinstated immediately precisely because he was not a woman-hating straight man making the comment. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Second, we announce the cancellation of all those who have criticized Vice President and hopefully the next president, Kamala Harris, for her recent dialect affectation at a rally for black voters in Atlanta.
And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
You see, some hard-hearted anti-progressives have dared to say that Queen Kamala, the first of her name, should not be allowed to speak in what is clearly not her natural dialect, but one that was put on during the same rally which featured delightful and wholesome entertainment from the revered lyricist and family values advocate Megan Thee Stallion. They're saying that she engaged in black speak or cultural appropriation by faking an accent which is blacker than her normal speaking style. But again, her critics get everything wrong. As a proud black woman, Queen Kamala is entitled to speak however she wants, as blackly as she wants, in any circumstance she wants, because an African-American woman, by definition, cannot ever be guilty of cultural or dialectical appropriation of her own race's culture or dialects. This is merely being relatable and blending in, something which any woman of color like her is always allowed to do. In fact, we should remind you that even a white woman who is properly certified as a woke ally is also entitled to put on a fake dialect for the purpose of being relatable. That's why Her Almost Highness Princess Hillary, who we should not forget was married to Bill Clinton, duly dubbed the first black president by no less a dignitary than Toni Morrison, was never charged with any language crimes for her affectations. So when Princess Hillary, almost the first of her name, said,
"I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from."
It was perfectly acceptable, despite the attacks by conservative critics. So for all those who dared criticize either member of the Royal Democrat family, we remind you, if you're gonna come at the Queen, you best not miss. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, our most effusive praise for Olympics opening ceremony director Thomas Jolly, lesbian activist and female Christ portrayer Barbara Butch, and every other person of holy gender fluidity who was involved with the brilliant Last Supper on the Seine fashion spectacle. This incident was a smashing success. First, it instantly produced precisely the desired response from those easily triggered American Christians who rage-tweeted their hyperventilated opposition to the performance piece. Anytime you can tempt Christians into wrath, you've already won by pushing them out of their joy and peace. Second, for the brilliantly clever gaslighting that followed when Jolly and the French organizers pretended that the scene had nothing to do with the Last Supper, but was instead based on, variously, Dionysus, or the obscure Dutch artist Jan van Biljert's equally obscure painting, The Feast of the Gods. What a brilliant way to first provoke the Christians and then make them doubt they were seeing what was so clearly the intended mockery of Leonardo da Vinci's famous painting. He made them doubt their lying eyes. Third, since Jolly's overall goal for the opening ceremonies was to be fully inclusive, we must applaud him for his success. From prelude to a threesome, to decapitated head in song with flames and metal, to the artistic climax of the Holy Acronym String Fashion Show, it was a masterpiece of inclusion. In fact, excluding one and only one group, conservative Christians. But of course, as we all know, conservative Christians are not an officially recognized protected category within the rainbow paradigm of diversity, equity, and inclusion. In fact, they are the one disprotected category toward whom any amount of satire, criticism, mockery, or othering is not only allowed, but required by our order. So in one coup de grace, the collective creative team managed to enrage Christians, gaslight Christians, and marginalize Christians. Our own version of the Holy Trinity. Woe unto all who offend. Refreshments this week are provided by Corn for Flakes, foodstuffs made from the highest quality, genuine non-kernel corn parts and designed exclusively for those of us who are overcommitted to sustainable, climate-conscious, and cruelty-free nutrition. Celebrating our holy granola weirdness, Corn for Flakes produces a variety of barely edible treats from corn cob cakes to corn husk Hot Pockets and even corn stalk suckers, now an original and extra original flavor, proving that no food is too tasteless to satisfy our deep-seated need to virtue signal through eating and posting it on the gram. Corn for Flakes, you really can't taste the virtue at all.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
626 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay, and Austin is sitting in for John, who is off for a couple of days. Austin, you have traffic?
Yes, I do. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backup still on Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound, passing Tahar Drive and approaching Fairfield. Also have some backups on Palafox as you continue northbound, approaching Brent Lane. Outside of those spots, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. If you're thinking about selling your home, buying a home, both is a very common enough thing. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty can help you with this. And, you know, when the market was hot, anybody could be of use to you, but still it was better to use Christina Leavenworth and her team because they had a really well-designed process for getting you the best result for selling your home. Quick turnaround, same-day offers, above list price was very common. The market has slowed, okay? And now more than ever is the time when you really benefit from having a good quality realtor who can really help you set the price, stage it, photograph it, do the open house, tender the offers, all of the things that are necessary for making sure that you get all the way through to the end result, because that's the point. In a less easy environment is when you benefit even more from having outstanding professional services like a good realtor. And Christina Leavenworth and her team, they sold 175 homes last year, very prolific, incredibly effective. That's 3.5 every single week, like again and again, every 2 days, every again and again and again, they are selling a home. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. A plane carrying Americans that were just released from a Russian prison landed yesterday in the U.S. Evan Gershkovich, Paul Whelan, among those who arrived at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland last night. They're among 16 people released from Russian detention after that negotiated prisoner swap. President Biden reportedly considering U.S. defenses for Israel in case of an attack by Iran. CNN says Biden spoke yesterday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and says the U.S. Would support Israel's defense against threats, and Iran saying they had planned to attack Israel in response to the recent assassination of a Hamas leader in Tehran. And just seeing this report, Andrew, coming out of Brevard County, a man facing some charges after dealing with a nuisance alligator. Robert Collin was arrested Wednesday. Apparently there was a 9-foot nuisance gator in some water by his property, and he decided to lasso it with a nylon rope and tie it to a nearby fence post.
For how long?
Well, apparently it was there for a little while until the proper authorities got there and they had to put the alligator down.
I mean, that's not a good outcome. But I mean, you know, I don't know what you're supposed to do exactly. I don't think you can't kill them, right? So, I mean, as a private citizen, yeah. Unless they're attacking you. But it seems like he sort of incapacitated it, but I kind of want to know more. What's the charges he's facing?
It does not
adversely
say.
Affecting wildlife, yeah, or something like something, I don't, you know, hindering wildlife or something like that. I don't know.
Apparently it was eating the turtles that he liked to feed.
Okay. Well, you know, that's how they do. I mean, they're going to survive, and it's not by eating grass. So, all right. David, thanks so much for the update. So I had a chance to go see the USS McCool yesterday and sit down with the captain for an interview and talk about that. We'll have more on this over the next coming days, but that interview is coming up next. Very, very cool amphibious landing dock.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich, former Marine Paul Wieland, and journalist Aslu Kermasheva are back on American soil after a historic prisoner swap with Russia, greeted by President Biden and Vice President Harris at Joint Base Andrews.
This is an example of the strength of American leadership in bringing nations together.
Officials say the multinational deal officials set 24 people free.
The Russians were blocking the exchange unless they got back notorious FSB hitman Vadim Krasikov, imprisoned in Germany. German Chancellor Scholz told Biden, "I'll do it for you."
That's Fox's Jackie Heinrich, a third terror boss now reportedly dead at the hands of the Israeli government. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. It's 83 degrees right now. We've got a beautiful morning here in Pensacola. Three people facing charges in Fort Walton Beach after deputies served a search warrant at a home yesterday. 34-year-old Crystal Dubois, 36-year-old Trayman Coward, and 31-year-old Andrea Wade were all arrested. Deputies say they found fentanyl, crack cocaine, methamphetamine, MDMA, and drug paraphernalia at a home that they searched. Well, it is August. That means there's some parking changes for downtown Pensacola.
Free parking after 7 p.m. is now a thing of the past. The first thing to know about parking downtown is there are city-owned parking lots and privately owned parking lots. If you park in a parking space on the street, the city manages that space. But if you park in a parking lot, pay attention to the signs because it could be private or city. Paid parking rules are enforced, with some exceptions, Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. Sundays and national holidays are free. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Steve. Well, both weather models are showing that tropical wave currently out in the Atlantic, moving into the Gulf here over the weekend. That is expected to develop into a tropical depression. Escambia County Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins says the county is ready regardless of what happens.
We'll know more by Saturday. We actually will have a National Weather Service call. If that happens, we will be bringing in EOC personnel to hear that brief, and we'll make plans accordingly to that. It's looking like mid next week is when we're looking at potential for something.
And Tompkins does say regardless of where it impacts, it'll likely be a pretty big rainmaker. He says the GFS model showed that system developing into a stronger storm than the European model shows. And so far, he said the European model appeared to have been more accurate, but still too early to make any concrete predictions. Florida saw the a drop in first-time unemployment claims last week, with the U.S. Department of Labor estimating 5,258 applications were filed. The estimate was released yesterday. It was down from a revised count of 7,059 claims the week before. The state had a 3.3% unemployment rate for June. Nationally, an estimated 249,000 claims for unemployment were filed last week, up 14,000 from the week before. Boar's Head recalling 7 million more pounds of deli meat after a couple of listeria deaths, one in New Jersey, another in Illinois. Epidemiologist Dr. Marina Keller says bacteria can be more serious for at-risk people like senior citizens, pregnant women, or anyone with a weakened immune system.
It can be as severe as meningitis-like presentation, where the patient has fever, they start to act funny, and, you know, start to lose consciousness.
And in addition to the two deaths, the CDC says 34 people have gotten sick across 13 different states. The state's largest property insurance carrier looking for a rate hike. Citizens Property Insurance yesterday asking state regulators to approve an increase. The average policyholder would see an increase of more than 13% if it's approved. Citizens is backed by the state. They want to raise rates to encourage policyholders to move their plans to private companies. They're hoping to be under a million customers by the end of the year. 6:35, and Austin's got our traffic on the fives.
Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound towards Tahar Drive. Those have been giving us some trouble for a little while now. Outside of that one spot, though, it doesn't appear to be too much going on at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives. David?
Thank you very much, Austin. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
It is going to be a hot and humid day today with the heat advisory in place. Temperatures near 97 degrees for your high, feeling like the triple digits. 30% chance of a stray sprinkle, most of us staying nice and sunny. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Saturday, 60% chance of rain with a high near 94. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 76 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
6:35, now our financial market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The United Auto Workers have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris for president. There was never any doubt that the UAW would endorse Harris. The union had backed President Biden back in January. When the Labor Department puts out its July employment report today, it's expected to show that employers added 175,000 jobs last month. While the figure would be decent, it would be down from the 206,000 reported in June. Unemployment is expected to remain steady at 4.1%, according to economists at FactSet. The report drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Amazon said consumers are distracted by world events like the Olympics and the election, which is making it tough to forecast the third quarter. Brian Olsbaski, the company's finance chief, said Apple has been seeing different online traffic patterns during these events. Futures are sharply lower after Amazon's earnings report. That's Your Money Now.
And it is 83 degrees right now, 6:36. Our next news at 7. And breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us today as we detail what's going on in your city parks and resource center.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Why service your firearms?
Well, here's why.
Regular cleaning and maintenance isn't just about keeping your firearm accurate. It's about ensuring they operate reliably when you need them most. When it comes to firearms, Jim's is the trusted choice. They consistently deliver top-notch service to keep your guns in peak condition. So swing by Jim's Firearms and discover why they're the industry's go-to experts. Stay safe. Stay accurate. Visit Jim's Firearms today.
Located at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento, near the back gate of NAS, or online at jimsfirearms.net.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. From managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Joining me here in studio today, we have Chief Deputy Tommy Leiter for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, former PPD Chief. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's kind of been quiet this week.
And it's not necessarily newsworthy. We made some great narcotics arrests, traffic stop narcotics arrests, but that's just a small fraction of what we're going on. There's 721 employees, 400.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Born to rock around the clock. You can't say I'm not. And in case you forgot, I'm the king. All right.
So yesterday, I got a chance to go see the USS McCool, an amphibious landing dock that is LPD 29. And if you don't know what that is, I understand, because even I, having seen pictures and thinking that I kind of vaguely mostly knew what it was, I was not prepared for what we saw. It's a 600-foot boat. It's enormous. And when it comes to Pensacola for its commissioning on September the 7th, it is going to be a spectacle. It is going to be a show. We got to go inside and get toured the whole thing. And, I mean, honestly, I have a lot of stuff to share with you about what we saw yesterday. But I wanted to start with this, which was got a chance to talk to the captain. Of course, he was one of the key people throughout the course of the tour, showing us around. And he's been the one shepherding it through its process. And I got a chance to interview him. It was Brent Lane and me and Channel 3's Laura Hussey all kind of, you know, co-interviewing him at this one point. But this is how I wanted to start the conversation. Just to give you this bit of exposure to what this means to them coming here to commission in Pensacola. It's a very, very interesting story. Commanding Officer Captain Jeffrey Baker. So what's going through your head on a day like this?
You know, it's we've been building this crew for a couple years, really. And so that, you know, my job is to get them ready to go to sea and go execute missions. But we're brand new. We've never sailed this ship on our own yet. We've done it in a simulator. But so there are some challenges with, you know, over half my crew is first-term sailors. So first ship, first experience in the Navy. This is our goal, just to turn them into professional sailors. And I think we've done a pretty good job. We've done an amazing job getting through. When we moved on board on May 17th. Right, that's when we took ownership of McCool. And so every day, every week, it's been another assessment, another inspection, some type of certification. And right now we're batting 1,000. Right? That's how good a crew is. So I'm blessed. You know, I got the greatest job in the world. I do. I get to command a warship full of the finest young men and women the country has to offer. And I believe that in my heart. And we talk a lot about kind of family. Right? And it's like one big family. And that's how we treat each other. So we look after each other. And it doesn't matter if you've been in the Navy a few months or 30 years like me. We treat each other, everybody equally. Everyone has a job, they know their job, they execute it. So, but it definitely comes with the challenges when you know, there's no experience to rely on for this ship. There's nothing. It's new systems, it's new equipment, it's new team members, and it's bringing everybody together to sail safe.
What do you tell him when you're talking to someone, you pass him in the hall, maybe it's someone you've only met a couple times, and how do you keep him pumped up and encouraged and good to go?
I spend a lot of time just running around the ship, and sometimes it's just a fist pump, sometimes it's a pat on the back, and lately it's been how many days till we get the hell out of Mississippi? And that keeps him going, right? We want to go home. We want to leave, and Mississippi is treated as great, right? These great patriotic American shipbuilders down here. But we're all, you know, Virginia's home. We're ready to go, and I'm especially ready to go. But you know, that's the motivation right now is we got to sail out of here, and we get in, and we got to get to Pensacola.
I took a lot of notes about the newness of this, the firsts of this this vessel. What would you want people to know, even in Pensacola, as it comes in for the commissioning, about the sense of pride that you and the crew have about being the first ones to take this baby?
There is a lot of pride. As I said earlier, right, it's the most advanced amphibious warship ever built. The system we have, no other amphibious ships have in our fleet. And there's a lot of pride in that. We're also take a lot of pride in the fact that we're the first LPD not named after a city, right? We're with Captain McCool. And his story's, you know, well told, right? Medal of Honor winner, Battle of Okinawa. we've gotten to know Shauna, especially Shauna McCool, our sponsor, has become a personal friend and a huge part of this crew, really. And we try to instill his legacy into this crew. And I think we've done a pretty good job. And his legacy, he was obviously courageous and brave. He was awarded the Medal of Honor as a lieutenant, commanding his own ship in World War II. But his legacy, what was important from Shauna was that it was about his life, right? He was also not just a current naval officer, but a brother and a husband and a father and a grandfather. And our two boats on this ship are named the Declan and the Parker, right? Those are his great-grandchildren. So we have the McCool Museum that's being built now and Eileen's Eatery. So that we've his legacy, it's all over our crest, right? Our motto, fight as a unit, not as individuals. That's a direct quote. He used that quote when he received the Medal of Honor from President Roosevelt. So we really built on his legacy, who he was, what he stood for, his courage, his fight, his tenacity, but he fought with humility as well. And so we got a lot of confidence. We do. We're good. I'm like, no problem. I say so without apology, but we're not arrogant. And so, and I think that's what will make him proud. And that's important. That's important for me as a CO, right? If I knew Captain McCool's looking down, he's proud of this crew and this ship, then I did my job right.
When you read the news reports,
let's pause right there for just a second, Austin. So we're talking. This is yesterday on board the USS McCool with the captain, Jeffrey Baker, commanding officer, about the ship and all, which is coming to commission here on September 7th. Going to be a big event. Pause there for a moment. Austin's got traffic on the fives. Austin?
If you're traveling northbound on Palafox Street approaching Tahar Drive, we've still got some pretty heavy backups there, but it appears that that's just about the only spot that's going to be giving you some issues at this time. Outside of that, there shouldn't be much holding you up for too long. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. Hey, if you need to get air conditioning, heating, plumbing, electrical work done, Peden, they take care of all of those things all across the Gulf Coast. You know, they've been here in Pensacola for 55 years, but they have expanded recently east all the way to Tallahassee, so everything in the central time zone and a little over into the eastern time zone. And then last year, they expanded west to Baldwin County across the state line, and then just this year into Mobile County. So they are really all over the Gulf Coast. Everywhere you need professional service for, again, heating, air conditioning, electrical, or plumbing, they'll take care of it. Show up on time, do the work right the first time, stand by the work, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Right products, right people, right service, and as I said, 100% satisfaction guarantee. 55 years in business. They have been here in Ellison Field. And because they're celebrating that 55th anniversary, right now you get AC inspections for just $55. And then if you do repairs, okay, if you do repairs, there's no service fee and you'll get $55 off those repairs. And if instead of repairs, which, you know, sometimes you can repair, sometimes you got to replace, it just kind of depends on the scenario, $555 off a full system replacement if you need to have that done. So whatever the scope of the work is, you know, Peden, they can take care of you, PEADEN.com. Now, returning to the interview that I did yesterday, kind of a joint interview with Brent Lane and Laura Hussey of Channel 3 and me talking to the commanding officer of the USS McCool yesterday in Pascagoula at Ingalls Shipbuilding, Captain Jeffrey Baker.
It can seem like, you know, Navy's struggling to hit their numbers. They're relaxing or changing standards of recruitment so they can get more in. But when I talk to trainers and commanding officers at NAS Pensacola, they say the sailors who come in are best of the best, amazing, like rare gold, especially in this recruiting environment, to sign up.
Yeah.
From your earlier comments, I'd say you'd say the same thing, but what's your perspective on the incoming sailors that you're teaching how to sail the ship?
I think they're extremely good. Our schools are really good that prepare them to come to these ships. And I think that the sailors we are getting, we couldn't ask for better. I couldn't be prouder of each night. They come here and they work. We lose some. Right, like any organization, but this crew right here, I told them yesterday, country asked us to go sail when we leave Pensacola, and we need to go fight. We're ready to go fight. I believe that they're ready to go, right? Because they're good, because they're well trained. So I don't know that I really believe that we have changed some standards, right? But I think that who we're getting is are still the best and brightest our country has offered. I lost one of my best young sailors a few months ago, but I lost her to the United States Naval Academy. Right? So not a bad thing, right? I mean, that's a great thing. And so I, you know, I couldn't be prouder. We keep track of her. She's still a plank owner of this ship, right? But so we didn't. I couldn't be. I've been doing this a while. It's my fifth command. It's my third ship. I've had a squadron. I've got shore command, and because I've just been lucky and blessed to work with great people. But these sailors are as good or better than any I've had. And I mean it. I just say that wholeheartedly. And without any reservation. I love them all. I take them all. I wish I had more of them. The ship should have about 403, and we'll probably sail with about 330. But that's fleet-wide. I don't control that, and I don't worry about it. It hasn't stopped us from winning everything, achieving every milestone, exceeding the standard, and ready to go to sea. And we can go tomorrow.
So we're going to be talking about this in Pensacola tomorrow and how this is happening on September 7th. Talk about why, from your perspective as a commanding officer, why is Pensacola an important place to do the commissioning of the McCool?
Yeah, so the reality is one of the first things I did, I think it was back in October of 22, I could spend a week at the program office in D.C. And they put up a map of the United States. They're like, hey, Captain, where do you want to commission the ship? And so we talked through what was available and what was not. For us, it came down to Charleston and Cape Canaveral and Pensacola. I'll be honest, at the time, Pensacola was third on my list. And then we made our first visit sometime probably in the spring of 23 with the base and the commissioning committee and the Navy League and Chamber of Commerce. And I never looked anywhere else.
That's
just
awesome.
Everything the city and the base wanted to offer, not me, but my crew. That's what this was for the ship, and it was for them, their families, their friends. So I wanted what that community and what the base offers, especially my young sailors, far more than any place else. And so we went there with the idea that we would take the meeting because I had to. And we left saying, I think we're going to Pensacola. It was only a 9-minute drive, right? And I took two young lieutenants with me. So on the way there, we're like, all right, we'll take a meeting, we'll have some lunch, and we'll come home or come back to Mississippi. And then on the way home, we're like, I think that's it. And, you know, I went to officer candidate school there in 1998. So I had not been there until last year. I hadn't, it had been 20-some years since I'd been there.
Do you have a civil quarter story?
My civil quarter story?
Do you have one?
I do. The first time we met there, I had talked to both Jack and Buck and reminded them that the last time I was there, Officer Candidate Baker was asked to leave early. So I just wanted to make sure I had regained access. Right?
Your picture is now off the wall.
Yeah, take me down. Yeah, they let me through now. So that was 1998, so it's been a while. That is my funny story. We did spend a lot of time there as young officer candidates in our white uniforms and blank shoulder bars. So, yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to hosting you. Thank you for your time and thank you for your ship.
I appreciate it. I think I really, really look forward to getting there and letting the public see this ship and my crew. I couldn't be prouder of what we've done. And we're ready to go.
Oh, man, it is going to be hilarious. By the officer candidate, Baker was asked to leave early from civil quarter. I love that. There's always stories. 6:53 here on News Radio 92.3. Again, that September 7th is going to be commissioning here. You're going to want to see it. It is, I'm just telling you, it's amazing. I don't know what level of access everybody's going to have to getting inside the ship, but I tell you, it is an amazing beast. Most modern amphibious ship in the world. And it's impressive. Anyway, quick time out. We'll be back in just a minute. I'm Andrew McKay.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is the best place to reach informative, local, and dependable listeners. But did you know you can reach sports fanatics on one of our family of radio stations, ESPN Pensacola? It's our area's top place to reach sports fans.
Hi, my name is Sean Salmon, and I am the owner of Maynard's Donuts and Coffee on Nine Mile with two locations there. The team at ESPN Pensacola has been fantastic to work with, offering us creative and effective advertising solutions that resonate with the local sports community.
To have your business reach sports fans today, call 850-262-6000.
On September 11, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The name is Bond. The name is Bond. James Bond.
Good morning, 6:56 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Hope you enjoyed that. I have a lot more to tell you about this ship over the next coming days, next week, and I'll share video and photos as I get them processed. I mean, I filled up my phone with all kinds of stuff, so it's a very, very interesting set of information. Austin Price sitting in for John Pickens this morning with traffic on the fives.
Looking at the roads here, there doesn't appear to be too much going on at this time. We have been having some problems on Palafox Street. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound towards Tahar Drive. That's really been giving us trouble this entire hour. Also have some backups developing now on Pensacola Boulevard. That's Highway 29, whether it be you're traveling north or southbound, coming from Burgess Road and approaching Burgess. So outside of those couple of areas, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. If you need to get a house sold, Christine Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they'll take great care of you. They sold 175 homes last year, which is 3.5 a week. That's pretty impressive, okay? They have a process. And it might not seem like that big of a deal, but their process is so effective that when the markets were hot, you know, they were selling homes with multiple offers same day above list price. You know, it's a little cooler now, okay, but that same process of staging and photographing and listing and pricing and all of that stuff still is producing outstanding results consistently, which is what you want. That's why you hire a professional services consultant like a realtor, and she and they will take great care of you. If you're buying, same thing, they can work deals even with new home builders. You might not think that's typically something you get from a realtor, but that is absolutely something they can work out for you. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The U.S. is now recognizing Nicolas Maduro's opponent as the winner of Venezuela's presidential election, despite Maduro's claim of victory. The Maduro government says it won Sunday's election but has not produced a vote count. Last night, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there was overwhelming evidence that Maduro's opponent actually won. The Park Fire in California has now burned over 394,000 acres. It's the largest active wildfire in the U.S. As of last night, it was about 22% contained. 530 structures have been destroyed. And Motown fans turned out in the heat yesterday to pay their respects to the last surviving member of the Four Tops. Duke Fakir was the last original founding member of the group when he died July 22nd at 88. Yesterday, people lined up outside of the Motown Museum in Detroit for a public viewing.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. Quick future news here for you. Will more Americans wind up being taken political prisoner and traded for actual criminals like happened in the Russia deal yesterday?
Yeah, I'm sure this is going to be the start of something.
It's emboldening that exactly.
Unfortunate.
Invest 97L. Nothing, tropical storm, or hurricane?
I hope nothing, but I'll say tropical storm.
I think tropical storm also. Here or not here?
I don't think it's going to hit
I don't
here.
Think it'll affect us very much. And this boxer, the Algerian boxer that sure does look like a dude, is going to get disqualified or not after the fact.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. But
you're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.